Through these halls where lovers get lost and lust consumes the wicked. A place where reality collides with fantasy. In the pages where romance is second to none. Welcome to the Lover's Library.
Hey, lovers!
I'm Carly.
I'm Sydney.
And I'm Zoe.
Welcome back to the podcast!
Hey, how's it going?
In our new library!
Yay!
It's all done!
So cute. It's a vibe. It's a vibe all the time.
Post pictures.
I hope that you guys enjoyed our three-part series for Fourth Wing.
Oh, girl, that was so long.
Oh, yeah.
Man. If you don't know something about that book, that's your fault, because we did all that we could to make sure you knew every single aspect of that book and our thoughts. So
good. And I want to touch on that really quick, because I was annoying the crap out of myself when I was listening back.
Why?
I kept saying that Fourth Wing was exactly like ACOTAR, but it's not at all like ACOTAR. It is like Throne of Glass, Sarah J. Maas's other series. And I'm talking, there are quotes. Like word for word in some of those books.
Really?
Yes. Iron Flame has a quote that is very similar to one of the quotes in Throne of Glass.
Why are you trying to make stuff come up in the book talk world?
I'm just saying.
Because
I was reading.
Stir in the pot.
I've been reading Throne of Glass for a while now, and I'm on the tandem read. So one of the books, somebody found out that they're basically happening in the same world at the same time, but they're two different locations.
Oh, is this where you read two books at the same time?
Yes. So I went through and tabbed each chapter, like what order I was supposed to read it in. And I've been doing that, and it's really good.
You're reading insane. Iron Flame and Throne of Glass at the same time?
I'm listening to Iron Flame.
Wow.
And this is the most books I've ever read, listened to at one time. So I'm listening to Iron Flame. Uh-huh. I'm reading Throne of Glass. I paused Throne of Glass to read our book today while still listening to Iron Flame. And then once, now that we're done with this, I might pick back up on Throne of Glass.
I can't read two books of the same genre at the same time, because then my brain can't pick them apart of like which one came from which
book. And I think that's why I noticed all these similarities of those books, because I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I just read that in the other book.
Right.
And you're like, hold on, do it. I rewind.
Yeah.
would you like put the chapters out for anybody who wanted to do that, or like your system?
Yeah, it's everywhere, but I can post it.
If you guys wanted to know how
but
to do
also,
that.
Also,
what?
To wrap us back around to this book.
What?
I would, if I was creative and patient enough and had endless amounts of time, I would rewrite how she wrote this book, A Love Letter to Whiskey.
Man.
With like the
yes.
different parts.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Which we can talk about that. But that brings us back to our book today.
Let's go, Zoe.
Which is A Love Letter to Whiskey by Candy Steiner. So what's the scoop, Zoe?
Okay. A Love Letter to Whiskey. Okay. Candy Steiner is a best-selling romance author, best known for writing emotional roller coaster stories.
Jeez Louise.
Candy graduated with a double major in creative writing and advertising with a minor in women's study from the University of Central Florida, which I was kind of surprised about because the characters went to California.
School.
But
they were started in Florida.
That's true. When Candy says when she isn't writing, you can find her reading books of all kinds, planning her next adventure, or pole dancing.
She's really freaking cute.
Yeah, she is.
I was like, damn, look at that booty. Like, she's cute.
I mean, you can tell that she's like fit, because pole dancing is a hard workout.
And I saw one of her pictures working out, lifting weights and stuff. So I was like, man, I should probably do that.
I'll not do that.
I'll cheer you on the sidelines.
Candy enjoys live music, traveling, hiking, yoga, playing with her fur babies, and soaking up the sweetness of life.
Nice.
Oh, man, this book. Candy says that A Love Letter to Whiskey was real, raw, emotional, and absolutely excruciating to write. She wrote this book during the time of an ugly and heartbreaking divorce, while also on the cusp of discovering a part of herself that had been dying to break free.
Hmm.
And
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
So A Love Letter to Whiskey is about Jamie and B, two lovers fighting the curse of bad timing. The version that we picked is the 5th anniversary edition that includes Jamie's side of the story, which is called Love Whiskey, as well as an extended epilogue. And I did want to add a disclaimer because this book has a lot of triggers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's sexual content, sexual abuse, alcoholism, death of a parent, infidelity, grief, toxic relationships, and gaslighting.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's get into it.
It's all there. It's all there.
Lover's quarrel. I just want to say this book seriously had me raging.
I was mad the whole time.
Oh, me too.
Like, oh my God. I just was like, guys, literally.
I was so mad. Like, I could feel my heart. It felt like it was just being squeezed because I was so angry.
Yeah, for sure. My coworker said, well, I was going to read that one, but I guess I'm not going to now because of how angry I was at work. I was like,
yes. Ah! Or
I'd laugh and she'd be like, oh, is it getting good? And I'd be like, no, they're fucking idiots. And then when I finished, I immediately texted her and I said, read the book. I changed my mind. Read this one.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I was prepared because I had heard like how sad this book was. And even the narrator of the audiobook like wrote a letter about how mm-hmm. this book
she
really
did.
Stuck
I saw
with
that.
Her. Yeah. And so I was prepared to like cry throughout this whole book.
Yeah.
But no, I only cried in one part and I was mad the rest of the book.
Yeah. I was none of my emotions really came, my good emotions came out until the end.
Literally
towards the end of the
very
book.
End.
Yeah.
Because and I was still just annoyed.
But then
I was happy but mad.
I also was like, whenever they would like find their new happiness, I would be like,
well, okay, what's gonna happen?
I was like, fine, let's just commit to something.
Yes, right?
I just wanted them to commit to something and not do this back and forth. And like, well, let's just get into it.
Yes.
Let's start from the beginning so I don't jump.
Okay. Me nuts.
Okay. Yeah. So B is out on a run with her friend Jenna. B. And she runs into Jamie, like literally. Runs smack dab into mm-hmm. him. And she is instantly mesmerized by him.
Can't even talk.
This part kind of broke my heart because she immediately said that. And I said, this is the only time in the book that I really felt bad for B. Literally.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think this is the only time that I felt bad for her because she ran into this guy.
And her dad.
And she's like, oh my gosh, he's amazing. He's gorgeous. Like, I'm instantly attracted to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sees my best friend. And she's like, oh, my heart instantly was like,
yeah,
oh, that's sad.
Yeah. I was telling Peyton, I was like, that's something that I really understand because when I was in like middle school and high school and I was just starting to like actually want to date boys and whatever, mm-hmm. every guy that I liked wanted to date my sister.
Yeah.
And so when it talked about how like I saw him, but he saw her,
mm-hmm.
I was heartbroken. I was like, I feel that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. This book. There was a lot of moments that I was like, I know exactly how that feels.
Mm-hmm.
It was like creeping me out in a lot of ways. I was like, okay, Candy, I need to get out of my
business. Out of my head.
Yeah.
Get out of my head, girl.
But,
too much.
But so B says, I saw him first, but it didn't matter because he saw her.
Ugh.
And then later we get Jamie's side of the story.
Yeah.
And he says, you were wrong, by the way. It was you I saw first.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God.
And he kept seeing her.
Yeah.
And they kept missing each other.
That's the thing, though, because he even, well, when Jenna says, you need to apologize to Brex.
Oh, yeah.
B hates her name.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
She makes this like grimace on her face. And then we hear Jamie's side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, when you made that face, I thought it was because you didn't like me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he had it wrong the whole time, too. So they were just both like.
Reading her side, you're like, these people are so toxic. And like he would do things and
mm-hmm.
you're like, okay, maybe
exactly.
he sucks. But then reading his side, you're like,
you're amazing.
He's a great guy.
I know. Exactly. So Jamie starts dating Jenna because just what you said, he thinks that B is disgusted by him and is not interested and doesn't want anything to do with him. And I was so annoyed. Like,
yeah, me too.
I was just like, okay, now she's dating her best friend. Like he is dating her best friend, but
right.
then she is spending all this time with him.
Yeah.
Like,
I put in my notes that they really blur the lines of friendship.
Yeah.
It was very gray.
From
it
the
was
very,
very
beginning.
Gray.
I was like, how is everyone okay with this? Like,
Because if I was Jenna, I would have been like, I know you're my bestie, but also, what?
Take a step back.
Yeah. I was never. And I was, when I was ranting at work, I told my coworkers, I was like, I would never hang out with any of my friends' husbands without them.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
That would be so weird.
Especially like when they were at the football game and their knees kept touching and nobody was moving. And yeah. I was just like,
nope.
Your moral compass is very off.
Yeah.
Well, and if you're like on both of their ends, if either one of you were interested in each other and you saw the signs, you should have been honest with Jenna and been like, hey, I don't think this is going to work out.
Yeah.
I think maybe I need to take a break. Take the break so that there is no misunderstanding.
Yeah.
I think if they would have been honest from the beginning.
Problem solved.
Like, we wouldn't have had the rest of this book.
None of this book would have happened.
But then we wouldn't have had the book.
Yeah, we wouldn't have had a 600-page book of misunderstanding.
All they had to do was be like, hey, we like each other.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Be honest.
Happily ever after.
But, I mean, they are teenagers at this point. So some of that concept for them just isn't there. But when they're older, there should have been a lot more happening.
And she tried. She was like, Jenna's my best friend. I'm going to be happy for her.
Yeah.
But then you're still doing these things and you're like,
and she's but
you gotta stop.
Yeah, and she had these warning signs the whole time, and I'm like, girl, you're stupid.
Yeah.
And then I was trying to figure out, is he a player? Like, is he trying to have his cake and eat it too?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
he's got both girls, and he's you know. So the whole time I was thinking he was kind of a jerk, like trash.
But then you get Jamie's side of everything.
Yeah.
And this man is fighting himself all the time. He's like, we're gonna take a break. Like, I'm just going to, like, not spend as much time with her. And then they come back together. Yeah. They're like these magnets that try to separate but always come back.
So one of the things that happens is, like we talked about, they go to all these games together and whatnot. He runs into her at the beach one day, and she was surfing. So she comes out, and they are both surfing together, and they're talking and just getting to know each other. And it's so perfect. If he was single.
Right.
Not with your best friend.
Right.
And so that's when she opens up to him about her name and her parents. And
that is when I cried.
That took me off
messed
kilter.
Me up.
See, I didn't cry at that part. I didn't cry then, but I was like, what the fuck? But then okay, so trigger warning.
Trigger.
B's mother was best friends with her father in high school and growing up.
Yeah.
And they had always been really good friends, but she was never interested in him in any other way than that. And one day he basically forced himself on her and raped her and didn't stop. And that's how B was conceived. And then her name was Brex.
Oh, this part.
Because that meant it was Gaelic for
freckles.
And her mom just remembered counting the freckles on her dad's face as he was assaulting her, which is
I would not have told my daughter that.
No.
Well, she was hammered drunk, vomiting in the toilet.
Yes. Like, and it made it sound like she was holding this baby, all she could see was this like poison, this toxic thing that happened to her.
Yeah.
But just the fact that her parents worked together and tried to
every Christmas, like every holiday together, even though they were divorced. Like, her mom was such a strong person that she could spend time. So, I mean, I think that her mom was an alcoholic because she did say she like was drunk most of
the
time.
Yeah, because B is too. What the fuck?
Yeah, she is. Man, let me tell you this. When this, I'm not going to give up too much for further ahead, but there was a point, I can't remember exactly when. I think it was after, you know, she was with the last guy, Bradley. And maybe it wasn't. I can't remember. But there
when
was
she drank
point,
like half a bottle of whiskey.
And then the next chapter was like, I've been sober for a year. And before that, I was like, dang, this girl.
She could drink.
She could drink a drink. Yeah. And then the next chapter, I was like, okay, good. We're sober. Thank goodness. Because every problem that she had, she resolved it by going and getting a drink. Yeah. And it was no resolution, honestly, because it just made the problem less of an issue for the moment,
which is what alcohol does. I'm going to take a bath and relax and have a glass of wine. She was like, I'm going to drink this entire bottle of whiskey.
I would die. I would literally die.
Poisoned.
First of all, whiskey I can never do, ever. But even a bottle of wine, I'm like, out for a week. Sorry, yeah. I have a hangover.
Yeah.
I can't drink a full glass of wine.
No.
I get sleepy. Then when I'm sleepy, I'm basically drunk because I'm like hallucinating, like, where are we at? But
and this girl, me tired.
She drank.
And she can take it.
Yeah. Ugh. God.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
Well, okay. So back to, so she shared her horrific story with him and they finish surfing. She gets back to her car. He helps her load all her stuff up. She gets in her car and it doesn't start. And that point is crucial in their whole story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he said, I can give you a ride home. Like, do you want a ride? And that's what started it. Like, that's where all their moments happen. They really got to know each other in that car. Like,
cause it ended up being like 3 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was there all the time.
I would be like, I'm going to like go rent a car or something. There's no way 3 months using somebody else's car. And I would feel so bad.
I was going to say, I would have taken the ride home that day.
Yeah.
But I would have been like, no, I got a bike. I'm good.
I know. Get a bike. Ride the bus.
Ask my mom. Let's figure out our schedules. Because if I was Jenna, if I was that girl, I'd have been like, on a side conversation date. Hey, Jamie, now, I know you friends and all, but do we need to have a conversation?
Yeah.
Because sus. That's real
sus.
She
even knows it here, she says, but sometimes even when we know something is bad for us, we do it anyway. Maybe for the thrill, maybe to cure our curiosity. Or maybe just to lie to ourselves a little longer.
That is her. The whole entire book.
She's so fucking toxic. It made me mad.
Yeah.
But Jenna had an insight. I think it was for them when they're older. She was like, you have daddy issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
You have real daddy issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On top, I mean, outside of the essay situation with her mom and all that jazz, like, he was her first love and he broke her heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there was such insecurity there. And so like they were fine before her sophomore year and to have 14, 15 years of pure bliss and no problems and then come to find out your whole life. And this is what B said. She's like, my whole life has been a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And so now my toxic traits, I'm just going to continue to do them and do them and do them.
It's ridiculous.
And it just bleeds into every single aspect
of her
really
life. She really self-sabotages. She's toxic. And I really feel like she was really selfish.
Yes.
Most of the book.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And Jamie, I think there was definitely some there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that he fought so much for her. And there was a little bit of reciprocity.
Yeah.
You know, like it was barely there.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad for him.
Yeah. I think he was there the whole time, but they didn't communicate well enough for her to understand.
No.
But she was also too stubborn and, like you said, selfish to let anyone else take a part of that. But
yeah. Okay, let's jump back to where we are in the book.
So the next part I think I had was when he texted her and said, hey, are you awake? And I think this is when Jenna was on
That trip.
Yeah, she was
break
on a trip.
Or whatever.
Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so she is like, yeah. And he comes and gets her and they're doing all the things.
What?
But there were just multiple times that she felt a warning or guilt about hanging out with him.
Yes.
And, or just even being close to him.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't figure out what was going to happen. I was like, okay, something has to happen.
Yeah.
And I really thought she was falling down the same path as her mom and it was going to like take a twist that Jamie was going to hurt her.
Yeah.
Or
I didn't
assault
have
her.
That thought, but it makes a lot of sense where your mind would go.
I really thought that's what was going to happen. So this whole time I'm like pulling out little bits and pieces of what she's saying and I'm like, oh shit, this guy's going to hurt her. Like physically hurt her.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, I don't know, because she's feeling the warning bells. He's like, I'm gonna come get you. And I'm like, shit, is this gonna be the time he's gonna force himself on her?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he didn't.
He's a good guy.
Yep. They talk late into the night about how he was anxious for college. Mm-hmm. And then he takes her home. And Jenna decides later, after it's getting close to graduation, that she's gonna break up with him.
Mm-hmm.
And when she does, Jamie disappears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For like the rest of the school year. Mm-hmm. Doesn't talk to
And B was like, why are you breaking up with him? He's perfect. And Jenna's like, why do you mean they're weird?
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. She was really like.
I wouldn't have been her friend after the breakup. I would not have been B's friend. Actually, I wouldn't have been B's friend anyways.
Yeah, I've been like, why are you Jenna all
was,
up on my man?
I thought Jenna was great.
Man.
I know.
She
I love
fought
Jenna.
For their relationship.
She was a good friend. I have a quote from her, too, because I just loved her. Okay, so then they break up, and B and Jenna kind of decide to have a house party after graduation.
Oh, gosh.
And what do you know? Jamie shows up.
Drunk.
Yeah, he's
very
wasted.
Very sloshed.
And he finds her in the kitchen, and she's like climbing up.
Oh, this is cute.
Climbing up on the cabinet to try to get the mixer down from up top, and he like grabs her and pulls her down. And
his part
this,
of that.
Okay, so remember this whole time, I'm thinking he's gonna hurt her, right?
Uh huh.
So she says, "Jamie seemed more dangerous that night. He stood too close, watched me for too long." I was like, "Shit, he's gonna assault her."
Yeah,
for sure. I was so sure of it.
Essayed.
And then And then he says, "Don't you want a little whiskey on your lips?" I was like, "No, no, 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 no." I was for sure he was going to hurt her. I was like, "Just get away from him. He's a bad guy."
I never thought he was going to be a bad guy.
My mind didn't go there. That is where I went from the start.
But I could see why your mind would go there.
I thought that someone else was going to hurt her.
In college, they were several times. I was like, gosh. Yep. And then the thing that does happen in college to make her leave.
Yeah.
That I was like, oh, that, I wasn't expecting that.
Not what I expected.
No. Yeah.
But I would still, if I was Jenna and I saw him holding her, like getting her off the counter and sliding her against me and then them making out, I'd be like, girl, what did I miss?
Right? You missed a chapter.
Well, and then it's like Jamie stays and helps her clean up afterwards. And Jenna's in there. Your best friend is legit passed out in your room, drunk, mm-hmm. sleeping, and you're going to run off with some guy. What if she wakes up and she's like...
Or aspirates in her sleep.
Yeah. So many things could have gone wrong. I think
right?
But her and Jamie go off to the beach, and this part reminded me so much of a movie.
What movie?
My Best Friend's Wedding.
This is your favorite.
Have you ever seen that one?
I haven't watched it.
No, I
haven't.
So.
I've only
it's
seen
got
that
Julia
part on
Roberts
TikTok.
In it, and it's so good. But the basis of it is this quote. If neither of us are married by the time we're 30, we marry each other. That's what the pact that they made. And she's like, I don't really want to.
I had one of those pacts.
She's
you
like.
You did?
Turns out the guy was gay and I got married before I was 30. So.
Oh, good. Oh. That was a close one.
And we like Peyton.
He's okay.
But that totally gave me my best friend's wedding vibes. And it was like. The girl was best friends with this guy, but they always kind of had these feelings for each other, but nothing really happened. And they made this pact that they would get married. Then he ends up getting married and wants her to be in the wedding.
Oh, God.
A little foreshadowing. And she basically comes, wait. But she's really trying to sabotage it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's a good movie. You should watch
that
it.
That didn't happen in here.
But so anyways, they make this pact. He takes her home. B finishes senior year, and then she goes off to college.
Yay.
Only to run into Jamie.
And she didn't hear from him for that whole year.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And then she gets to college, and then all of a sudden he's there on the first day.
And literally. She knew. She was like, the feeling of him, his voice, everything, and then he picks her up. Oh, my God.
And I was like, what the fuck?
I was like, finally, yay.
I know. And then she's I was like, so excited. And then it all broke me again.
Well, and then she says, because it wasn't who I didn't expect to see Jamie. I was expecting to run into somebody else. My boyfriend.
Literally.
And I was like, what the fuck? She has a boyfriend?
Yeah, you kind of didn't
roommates?
Let us. That.
I was like.
And they were roommates.
Candy.
I was like,
on.
What is happening
let them be in
right
the same
now.
Class, not the same room.
God.
This is too much.
Yeah.
I was like, God, this book.
When that happened, I felt so bad for Jamie.
Me
I was like,
too.
He literally has to see her with somebody else. Every single time he's with her.
Awful.
That has to be heartbreaking.
See, in the B version, I was like, he fucking knew. He knew that Ethan was dating her. And that's why he was around there waiting.
Because
he wanted to get to her and be like, oh, hey, I'm here. Like, plant that seed
you
in your
really
head
thought
again.
He was a bad guy.
Yeah, I did. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't see that. No. I didn't think that at all.
I think that's why the last half of the book hit me so hard.
Yeah.
Is because I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is so crazy.
Because in his side, he even says, like, Ethan was telling me about this girl that he met, and she's amazing, and she's coming, but, like, never said her name.
Yeah. Yep.
Which, why don't you say your girlfriend's name? Like, what's up with that?
Right.
Okay, can I give a side note?
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought that Ethan and Shayla were gonna end up cheating.
Me too.
I kind of thought they were gonna get together in the end.
They probably will. Me too.
Yeah.
I kind of hope so. I thought Ethan was a good guy too. I hope for the best.
Ethan was going to hurt her. I thought if anybody was gonna assault her, it was gonna be Ethan. Oh.
Especially like around the time where she was feeling guilty after, you know, they did what they did. And I was like, something is gonna happen. Especially after at the party part.
Yeah.
Yes. I thought something was gonna happen then.
My first thought about Ethan was, please don't break this man's heart. And then after we read Jamie's version, I was like, yeah, go to hell. But
Jamie made me think Ethan was a bad guy because he said, how well do you even know him? So I thought Jamie knew some secret about him that we didn't know.
Well, and I thought that Jamie was just trying to plant that seed of doubt in her.
I mean, maybe.
Because I thought he was a bad guy. But he was really just being
a boy.
A boy.
Yeah.
A teenager. So B is like immediately like, I gotta stay the fuck away from Jamie because everything I felt for him is still there.
Yeah.
And so she's trying, but they end up going to their first party, Ethan and B do. And she was just zoned in on Jamie the entire time. Even went and got a special new swimsuit top to show off. But then that's when he was talking shit on Ethan to her. Mm-hmm. Like, do you even really know him? And that's what I was saying. I think he was just planting that seed of doubt. But
he was just mad. He was just mad, like, you're here, literally, we have another chance, and we don't have another
chance.
Break
up with your boyfriend. Yeah.
But he starts talking to her, and he's like, he hasn't even taken you around anywhere? Like, you need to see the city.
Now, this was a cute.
Yeah. So Jamie, like, bugs her until B finally breaks down and lets him take her on a tour of the city. And Jamie, they did all these fun things. And when he got really mad at the library about the Dr. Seuss books.
I know. I was like, bro, calm down.
I was scared. I was like, he's got a fucking anger problem. He's going to snap her neck. Just wait. I was for sure.
Over Dr. Seuss.
This is why you were mad half of most of the book.
Yes. I have feelings, strong feelings.
Now, okay. I was like, this is such a good date. Like, and he even says, he was like, you can't fall asleep on our first date. And she was like, date?
Oh yeah.
Like, this is not a date. He was like, okay. Yeah, you think it's not right?
Well, one of the things they do after that library is they go on the walk. And I was cringing when he was asking her all those questions about Ethan and like, well, have you had sex with him?
Yeah.
Is he good?
I know.
Blah, 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 blah.
Sir, I was like, that's inappropriate.
Yeah. Yeah. Boundaries. Boundaries.
I didn't
like
it. They
don't know what boundaries are.
But then I liked her answer. I thought it was funny. She said, I'm all for sweet nothings whispered in my ear, but sometimes I just want to be thrown onto the bed, you know? Ravaged, like he can't fathom the thought of taking his hands off me. I was like, yes. I mean, yeah.
We all do. We understand what you're
saying.
When
he was on his part of the book, when he heard that, he was just trying to hold it in.
He's like, game on. Right. The first second I get, girl, I'm going to ravage the shit out of you.
He's like, okay. And in his head, he was like,
So how can we make this happen?
And then he never stopped.
Yeah.
Sir, you're allowed to be nice sometimes.
Right.
It doesn't always have to be rough and crazy.
Right. Yeah. Right.
We need to get to this part because there's some things that are angering me.
Okay. So they part their ways. Then he's like, we need to go surfing. So they plan to go surfing. And they kiss. And she is feeling so guilty. And then when they get back to school after the kiss, like, he drove her back.
Didn't they do a little more?
Nope, that is the first time.
Okay.
They get back to school and she's about to get out, and Jamie locks all the doors. And again, I'm like, alarm bell, sound the alarms. What the fuck? Why is he locking her in the car? I was freaking out. I kept thinking he was going to hurt her. And then he said the sweetest thing. He was like, I'm not.
Great guy.
Right? He said, I'm not sorry I kissed you.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry I did it when you weren't mine to kiss.
What a nice guy. I mean, not like a great guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that was nice. Mm-hmm. That was sweet. And didn't Ethan call during that car ride?
Yes.
He did. And
she was like, hey, babe.
Right.
And Jamie's like, okay, what am I, chopped liver?
Literally. Because you are. Because she's in a relationship, bro.
Well, then Ethan's like catching on kind of.
Yeah, he is.
And so he asks her to stay away from Jamie because he's feeling like he has to compete
about it.
For her attention. And I'm like, yeah, you do.
Which is fair because he was.
Yeah. And then she's doing a pretty good job trying to ignore him. And Jamie can tell she's pushing him away. And he has an idea. It's about Ethan. But this one night he calls her asking if he can come get her because he's like, I just need you. And she knows. She's like, something must be wrong. Like, let's go talk. So he picks her up, and this is when they go to the beach. And that's when they cheat.
Okay. Oh, that's the part.
That's the real cheatitude right there.
I said we would get into details about that later. Yeah,
the third date.
So
you'll hear about it.
They cheat, and Jamie and B are both like on the top of the world. They're like, oh my gosh, like this is what I've been missing out on. Like,
right.
It was like wonderful for them. But then.
Boo.
The next day, Jamie like completely ignores B, and B is like super pissed, and she doesn't understand why. And this is the part that I was explaining to Adam last night because I was like, this is fucking crazy. I hated him. I hated him so much.
Wow, what a shit. He just wanted that so bad, and when he finally got it, he was like, peace.
Yeah. And then it turns out,
good luck.
It was like, by the time they got home, it was already morning, and he had early morning class, and his phone was dead. So he charged his phone really quick. Grabbed all his shit, ran off to class, was in class half the morning, was going to go home and get his phone so he could call her. Mm-hmm. But then he remembered he had a meeting. So then he had the meeting and he was doing all these things. And then that's when she saw him with his
lab partner
or like part of the group project.
Yeah.
And she assumed the worst.
I mean, wouldn't you have to?
But he explained it later. He's like, that girl had a boyfriend and I'm a shameless flirt. And I'm like, okay, but I wouldn't like seeing that. Like, no. If Adam had his hands on any other woman, that's not okay.
You'd lose your hands.
Right. Yeah.
So,
and I'm throwing hands.
Regardless of, he wasn't doing anything. No, but you were still touching her, and that's not okay.
Yeah.
Like, why that's not showing you want something from me.
It's disrespectful to me because you want to be with me. It's disrespectful to Tina because you're showing her that you don't care about her relationship. It's disrespectful to Tina's boyfriend because you have your arm around her.
Yeah.
Stop
all of it.
Right. Because anybody would have made the exact same assumption.
Yeah.
So if you just assume that somebody is going to make that assumption, don't do it if that's not your intention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That should just be the base rule, but nobody follows that rule. And that's why there was a miscommunication. And that's why there's a miscommunication literally at every single turn in this whole book.
No kidding.
Literally.
The whole book is a miscommunication.
Literally.
That's why the only good part of this book was the very, very end.
Yeah. Literally.
I'm just kidding. The whole book was good, but it was like frustratingly good.
Yes. Yeah. It's a deep sigh at the end. Like, finally.
So we figure out, you know, way later in the book, you figure out why the hell he was ignoring her. But in the current time, B has no idea why. She's super freaking pissed. She goes over to Ethan's place and runs into him. And she's basically like, I'm going to tell Ethan. And Jamie's like, no, the hell you're not. And they're just fighting and he storms off and she storms off. And
there was tacos involved.
Yeah, there was tacos, which I was like, y'all ruined some good tacos.
Man, those sound like really good tacos.
Yeah, I mean, how could you eat those after that? Yeah, I would have like lost my appetite.
Yeah.
But when she gets back to her dorm, Jenna's there.
Yay!
It's like, Jenna. Thank God, Jenna, fix it.
She came at a good time.
She did. But they go to that bonfire that night, and she's because of
bonfire.
At first she was like, I just want to go home and I just want to stay in my dorm and curl up and cry, basically. Yeah. And then she sees Jenna and she's like, oh shit, I gotta entertain her.
Yeah.
So she takes her to the bonfire that they all had planned to go to that night. And when Jamie sees Jenna, he doesn't care that it's Jenna.
No. Mm-hmm.
He just sees her as someone that he can flirt with to get under B's skin. Mm-hmm. And I was like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And so this whole time, B is thinking, oh my gosh, he likes her. He just dropped me that fast. And yeah. On Jamie's side, he's like, I'm just fucking with her. Like, I have no intentions of doing anything with Jenna. Like, I'm just trying to make B mad.
They were just trying to get each other's attention the whole night. And all you had to do was go talk.
Right?
That was so... this is the... But I was like, you literally could have had one freaking conversation.
Right?
If y'all would have just been honest.
Yes.
At any moment, we would have missed this.
But no.
Yeah. And also, I will say this. Even when they did have serious conversations, she wasn't ready.
Yeah.
She was never ready. Never. No.
She needed to grow up.
She needed to, which she did eventually think.
Did she? Because I'm still not sure.
Like 10 years later.
Yeah.
It took so long for her to finally get it. But when she did, it was nice. But
yeah.
Anyways, a conversation. And let me make this just anybody. Have the freaking conversation, please.
Even so if it's you awkward and all uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
That's all you can do. Put yourself out there and move on. At least you said like what you needed to say.
Every book we've read, we're like, if they would have just talked, it would have been fine.
Yeah. But that's why we read romance books, because there has to be some problem
not to do.
Yeah.
Well, at the bonfire, B is getting more and more frustrated. And mm-hmm. so she ends up getting freaking wasted.
Super.
And that's when we discover that Ethan isn't as innocent as we thought.
No.
Because they play that drinking game, would you? Never have I ever.
I hate that game.
And I always end up getting really drunk because I like everyone always picks the most like.
Never have I got a tattoo.
No, they wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They pick stupid things because mm-hmm. I drink too much. Or I don't drink at all because they're picking really like.
Outrageous things.
Yeah.
I never get drunk.
Ever. Or they'll be like. I've had sex on an airplane. Never have I. They'll just like come up with all these like really raunchy things. And I'm just like, I haven't done that.
Right.
Sometimes I'm like, yeah, no, never. And then I have to Google whatever they're talking about. Because I don't know what it is.
Using some new terminology.
But that's when we find out that Ethan had a threesome.
Yeah.
I was like, gross.
He's like, sir.
And B's pissed. And
yeah. He's like, are you mad? And she said, no, it was before me. How could I be mad? And I'm like, okay, but you're literally sitting on his lap looking at the guy that you just cheated on him with, so shut up.
Yeah. They're like, never have I ever had sex on the beach. And B's like, I need to refill my drink.
Like, joked.
But then B is getting just increasingly frustrated and all these things. And at one point, she decides it's a good idea to strip and jump in the pool. Props to... everybody for not letting her get in that pool.
Yeah, because for real.
I know for a fact that being drunk and swimming is not good.
Especially when you're trying to get naked and swim.
And I have been pulled into a pool while drunk, and Adam was so pissed at me. It was not my fault. I didn't do it, but I realized
you could have died.
I could have died. I was like halfway across the pool and I was like, I don't know how to fucking swim. Like, I barely made it to the edge mm-hmm. and I had like swallowed some water. Like, I 100% could have died.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know how to swim sober, so.
I know how to swim in real life, but it was just, I was so drunk and I had all my clothes on and everything was just so heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That it was like, and this is just not a good idea.
Yeah, not your brain's not there for it.
Yeah.
So swimming Adam's is like
very athletic. You have to be of sound mind and body. Yeah.
But this is the point where I know that Ethan was upset with her and things that were going on. But this, like, that does not give you the right to act the way he did, because he like snatched her wrist and he was like, "You're
not getting there." He was treating her like a
there.
Child. Is what she said.
Sir, I will literally slap you in front of all these people. Do not put your hands on me. Bro.
And that's when she ends up just running away.
Yeah.
She just runs. And I loved Jamie's portion of this because we didn't see what happened after B ran off. And when she runs off,
I think I skipped that part. When I was at that part of his letter, I was just like, I've read this already. Can
I
just go?
I was frustrated too, but I fucking read every word. I was trying to.
I was tired of the miscommunication at that point.
Okay. Well, he turned to Ethan and he's like,
"Oh, because Ethan called her Brex."
Yeah, and he's like, "You fucking called her that." He's like, "You know she doesn't go by that, and you know why she doesn't."
But he doesn't because she told, she told us the reader that she told him she does not go by that, but she didn't tell him why.
Yeah. Mm. But I loved that Jamie like stood up for her in that moment and was like, fuck you. And then he ran off for her.
And Jamie was even like, he's shitty for Ethan
there, like,
not.
Ethan didn't even try. And then he sees his roommate running after her and he's just like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. He's got her.
I feel like at that point you kind of, as Ethan, you're like, okay, yeah, that's what's happening. Like,
yeah.
They're together. I'm not with her. So
yeah. So weird. But Jamie finally catches up with her. They kiss, they fight, they scream. They're just like
toxic.
Like a hot mess.
They
and
are.
Then Jenna walks up and she's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
And then she just grabs B. And I loved that mm-hmm. she didn't ask questions. She mm-hmm. didn't get angry. Mm-hmm. She just grabbed her and took her and said, we're going home. Mm-hmm. And then that's when B finally tells Jenna everything. And they've come up with a solution. Like, if you want to be with him, just be with him.
Yeah, I love that Jenna also was like, not, well, that's my high school boyfriend.
Yeah. She didn't even care.
She was like, if you like him, then just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then B like got up to go take a shower because I think she was going to like fix everything, you know? Mm-hmm. And then her dad dies. She gets the phone call that her dad died.
Man,
I was not ready for
it. No. I was hoping for a reconciliation in a way, because even kind of where B was with the whole situation, I think there was some regret in some way. There was still a lot of grief. There was a lot of frustration and anger. But I was hoping, like, after he'd passed away and like they'd gone through the funeral and then she moves back home and all that jazz, I was hoping, like, I wish they would have had one more conversation, one more Christmas to like.
I think it would have been a lot different if, when she confronted him about it, he had any kind of remorse. But she even says that he doesn't.
I feel like the things that she said about him really, like, I was like, oh, like, he was a stupid kid and he made a mistake and he did something horrible.
Yeah.
But I think he did. Man up. He could have left, but he stayed and he helped take care of this child, and he was nothing but good to her after that. And obviously he was like decent to her mother after that, mm-hmm. because she wouldn't have let him in her house had he been like that. Or how she said how he cried when she lost her first tooth and taught her how to ride a bike. I was like,
that was her dad.
I think he was trying to show her in those moments that maybe he was sorry.
Yeah.
But he just couldn't say it.
And there are people that just will not verbalize that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But their actions are louder than their words are. Mm-hmm. And so, like, when the twist came where her father passed away, I was just like, dang it.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping that there would have been a moment where he said, I'm so sorry, I regret this, I still love you.
He was still trying to be in contact with her, and she was.
And he respected her boundary. He was like, okay.
I think at that point, because she had decided she was going to be with Jamie, and I think she would have came around and talked to her father, because she was healing, and Jamie has that. He just knows her more better than anyone, and he could have helped her with that.
Well, she even says, like, she regretted telling him not to come to the last Christmas and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It just is one of those things where hindsight, you're like, I could have made things better, but you couldn't in the time. And that part really messed me up, because I don't have like the best relationship with my dad, and I kind of cut him out of my life. And so after she did that and her dad died, I was like, shit, am I crying right now?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the crazy thing. I think this book, it has a lot going on. There's a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think that's good for readers, because there is some aspect of this book that you can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And like, for example, me, the right person, wrong time situation, I've had that happen before. And you're like,
you seem like the right person. I'm not ready. Yeah. And then when I'm ready, you're not ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's like a missed opportunity all the time, except there's no miscommunication like that's happening here. But
this book, I feel like there wasn't actually wrong time. It was just immaturity.
Yeah.
Selfishness.
Yeah. Yes.
And it was pissing me off.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Let's go back.
So she finds out that her dad died, and she like asks Jenna to pack her bags and she runs off. Jenna immediately calls Jamie and she's like, she ran off. I don't know where she is. Jamie finds her and he's like, this broke my heart. He was like begging her, please let me go with you. Like, mm-hmm. I'll go home with you. I'll help you. Like, please. And she was like, what's the word? She was self-sabotaging.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She wanted to be alone. She wanted to suffer. She didn't want help. She just wanted to wallow in her own sorrows of mm-hmm. her own troubles. And I was just like,
if she would have been like, yes, I want to be with you, but I will need space and time to grieve.
Yeah.
That could have solved a lot too, because yeah. the next thing she did, I was livid. This man tried so hard to yep. be with her, and she didn't talk to him for 3 years.
3 years.
Yep.
Zoe.
Three years.
He called 2 times a year. Every year for three years.
Was it her birthday yeah. and her dad's death?
Yeah. Yep.
And she kept the voicemails.
Yeah.
Girl, answer the doggone phone call.
That made me so mad. And he waited for her that entire time.
Yeah. I said, girl, get your head out of your ass.
And okay, let me go a little bit to the end. Just a little bit.
Yeah, you're fine.
He, after the 2 years that he has no contact with her after mm-hmm. the whole situation, uh-huh. we'll talk about later. But she was like, you didn't call me. And he was like, how does it feel? Yes.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
I have that part highlighted.
That makes me so mad.
Yeah.
This girl made me so mad. 3 years.
Of nothing.
If I was Jamie, guess what, B? Bye.
Yes.
B means bye in this situation. I'm never coming back.
B means
block.
Bye.
B means bye, blocked, begotten, be gone from
be
here.
Be gone.
Just.
Bitch, like, be gone.
It's all these bees.
It's like 3 years.
Yeah, that's insane.
And then she answers on the last time he calls, right?
Yeah.
Not that time. She graduates.
Yeah, it was when they at the bar.
And she goes to the bar. Bean.
Oh yeah.
And he shows up. And they were hot for each other,
yeah,
right?
Well, yeah.
Which is something that bothers me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because yes, everything can be hot and heavy. Obviously, you still have those like feelings, but that makes me think that it's more lustful than like yeah. actually being That's in love good. Because mm-hmm. you think you would have a fucking conversation rather yeah. than just
third dating.
But I think yes. that they did third have dating. I think they did have so many conversations and they couldn't be intimate with each other that when they could be intimate, that's what they did instead of talking. You know?
That makes sense.
But she says, she was telling him to kiss me. She's like, because I leave in less than 48 hours, Jamie, and I need you to kiss me before I board that plane. And he said, I'm taking you to my place now. But they spend one whole night together and they were like, he's like, so is this it? Are we together now? And she's like, no, I can't. I'm leaving to go work in Pittsburgh.
Which is so annoying.
And she's like, I can give you tonight and one day. And he's like, tonight in one day. Okay.
And she doesn't give him that one day.
And then she didn't even fucking get the one day. I was like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was confused. Where's the day?
Right.
Yeah, it says, but one day never came. And my note says, what the fuck? And I couldn't. So she moves to Pittsburgh for her new job and they talk all the time.
But they're not dating.
They're not talking about nothing real though.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they're basically long distance dating. And yeah. she was like, oh, I can't do long distance. Girl, yeah. you're doing
you
it
already
right
are.
Now.
Yeah.
Literally. And what's the problem
now?
She
even came back and visited him once.
Yeah. Girl,
went
you're
and
doing
saw his
the thing.
Family.
I was so frustrated with her.
So ridiculous.
You're in love and you're dating.
Yeah. That's what's called a relationship. You're in one.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Then I feel at this point, everything starts to like tumble really fast.
Yeah.
So like she's at work. She gets promoted at her like internship. And from the beginning, they had said like, oh, they don't hire anybody. They're a really small company. Mm-hmm. They don't hire anybody. They just take these summer interns and then that's it. Well, they freaking hire her because they love her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's so excited. They offer a full-time position. And she gets home because Jamie had messaged her too. And he said, hey, like, we need to talk. Call me, please. And so she's like, shit, what's he going to say? And then when she finally calls him, he's like begging her to choose him. And I was just like... I was so annoyed at this part. I was like, really? Like, this is fucking stupid. All of you. You're both stupid. I hate you both.
Yeah.
You guys deserve each other. Fuck off. Like, I seriously was over it. But when I read Jamie's part of it, I'm not kidding. The same scene had me in fucking tears.
Yeah.
From his point of it.
Hard.
I was just like, oh my gosh.
Because you, from her side, you're like, I'm finally getting the things that I want in my life and I worked so hard for, and you're asking me to leave and you're not congratulating me. And then his part is like, I tried so hard. Like, I'm giving you everything and you're giving me nothing back. And I just, and then he's like, I even regret not telling her congratulations. Like, he just,
They're not, you know how you tell your little ones, use your words. I needed them to use their words.
Use your words.
Kidding. Use the whole dictionary full of words and put them together to make a coherent sentence so that we can get this freaking miscommunication out of the way. Just be an adult.
They can't.
I want to strangle them.
I want, if I meet B in a dark alley, she's not going to be the one coming out of the alley.
We are fighting.
Yes.
I know. I really, okay, I'll be honest with you. I did not like her.
I didn't either.
No, I didn't either.
I love Jamie. I love Jenna. I did not like
B. I almost was wanting Jamie and Jenna to end up together. Because
really? I wanted him to end up with somebody else.
B was just not it.
No.
I think I liked her for him once they figured everything out. Like I said, the last, like, the prologue.
She needs therapy.
Was really good.
And she was in therapy. She needs a new one. She needs a therapist. Somebody. Okay, got.
Well, okay. So she says no and then immediately starts binge drinking.
Yes.
And then as she's talking to Jenna one night, she's like, has a come to Jesus moment. And I freaking love Jenna for this. She says, what do you need for me tonight? Do you need me to pet your hair and talk you off the ledge? Or do you want some tough bestie love that feels like an ass slap and a punch straight to the nose all at once?
Yeah.
I love that.
That was good.
And so that's when she's like, nope, give it to, like, tell me. What do I need to do?
Is this
she's
the
like,
you have daddy issues part?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, go get your man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's like, you need to fly to him. You need to tell him how you feel.
Oh, that's just the get part.
Which, I mean, she did. Man up. And like, this guy has done everything he can.
Show and him, literally. Make a gesture you that you are willing to give to.
Besides use your, like, say, oh yes, I, like, I love you, but you're not showing him in any way.
No.
Yeah.
You're actually showing him the opposite.
Literally. You're pushing him away.
I loved this part though. I was kind of like, when she shows up to the bar. Yeah.
I know. I was like, this is what you deserve.
Yeah. She shows up to the bar to find him and he's got a girl sitting on his lap. Turns out he has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so she like tries to escape but stumbles and causes a scene and he sees her. So he comes after her and she's like,
I'm glad he got mad.
She's being a brat and he says, What? Are you mad? Is that what you're trying to say? Because I'd be really fucking interested to hear why you think you have any right to be.
Exactly.
I was like, can we get a standing ovation for
Good
Jamie?
Job, Jamie. Good job, Jamie. Like, finally.
Oh, my gosh.
Yo, talk that talk, boy. Talk that talk. He was a little drunk. He was a little buzzed, too.
So,
everybody was.
And then I feel bad because he ended up calling her later to apologize. But I was like, whatever.
I was like, why are you apologizing?
No. And then if you go say
he's
what
like,
you hold
I feel really bad. And she's like, you should.
Yeah.
Sir, what? No.
So she goes home. That's when like a few months later he calls apologizing and then he's like, I need you as a friend, yada yada yada. And then he goes, I'm getting married.
I was so mad. And then obviously we know that he's getting married and he asks her to be his best lady.
So stupid.
Yay. No,
No.
That's not okay for you. That's not okay for your soon-to-be wife.
No. Nope.
That's not okay for B. No. Stop
if
it.
Your penis has been in her vagina, she cannot be in your fucking wedding. End of story.
Unless she's the bride.
If yeah, pee, literally.
If your P met her V, you can't. It's not
stop
okay.
Stop saying it. No. No, but when he said that, I was like, no, Jamie.
Because normally, you know, you tell your fiance, you're like, this is who I want to be my wedding party. And if Angel was not like, this is a joke, you're joking. No, that's not happening.
Yeah.
Right. It's like you would think that he would have had told her that whole history that he had with her at mm-hmm. this point.
Yeah.
Because that's something you talk about when you begin to date people. You kind of talk about your past
and eventually I mean, get engaged.
She knows that he was heartbroken by some other girl.
He just doesn't know. She doesn't know it's her.
She doesn't know that it's her. But I mean, you kind of figure it out.
Yeah. Oh, she knows.
All right. So she we're knows, going to knows. The so, dinner rehearsal.
Yeah. So they had picked up. The only part I wanted to say was, after he picked her up from the airport and they hug and whatever, and she gets in the Jeep and she sees that little picture of them. She said a small picture of the two of them tucked into the corner of Jamie's dashboard. That part made me tear up a little bit because I was like, just let him be happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like he loves her. Look, he's got this little picture of him and her put in his little car. And I was like, that's the cutest fucking thing ever. Mm. Just let him be.
Yeah.
And then I said, so many things took place. I didn't even touch on the dinner. I didn't touch on anything. I skipped to Angel cheating on him.
God.
At the bachelorette party because there was so much.
It was a lot in that one little part.
Mm-hmm.
It was the back and forth. It was the just everything.
They said they didn't cheat, but they kissed. So I feel like that's still cheating.
And it's an emotional cheat
too. The night before your wedding. Like that's definitely cheating. Sorry.
Yeah.
But they didn't technically sleep together,
yeah.
even though they slept in the same tent.
Yeah, which she had her own tent to begin with.
Why are you camping before your wedding? Stop. That's a terrible idea.
It is always a terrible idea.
What if you got poison ivy all over your face?
Exactly. Yeah. Just don't. And you'd be so uncomfortable. Okay, anyways.
So she went, Angel had went on her bachelorette trip to New Orleans.
Yeah.
And she had seen a picture that Jamie posted of all his guys plus
B,
and he had his arm around her shoulders, not even like a sexual way, like just arm draped over a buddy.
Mean, I'm sure it was probably around another guy too.
Yeah, but yeah. And she saw that and got pissed and ended up sleeping with some dude and cheating on him.
Didn't even know his name.
But she even like locked eyes with B while she was making out with Jamie. Uh-huh. You know that she hated her.
Yeah,
and yeah, she ended up banging some dude.
Mm-hmm. So
and this
freaky.
Is a part that I really liked because her best friend, Angel's best friend, Claire, told her, you tell Jamie or I tell Jamie.
I like that.
And that is what more people need to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because
hold your friends accountable.
Yes. Yeah. I know like a lot of these shows and stuff, the guy will be like, oh no, he was with me when he was out having sex with another girl. But the fact that this girl's best friend was going to tell the guy you're marrying today that you cheated on him, good for you. Yeah. I liked her.
Like
we
Claire.
Liked it.
Mm-hmm.
She was funny from the jump.
They called the...
she was kind of awful, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. They called the wedding off, and...
And then this is the two-year... The two-year jump.
Hold on.
Right
on.
After. Oh.
They called
That's
the
a
wedding.
That's the third date. They're the third date.
No, it needs to be said, though.
Okay.
They call off the wedding. Jamie runs off. B's running all over town looking for him. Can't find him. Finally, she finds him in the hotel lobby of her hotel. And they end up doing the nasty, but then committing to each other.
Yes.
Like, she says, what did he say?
What'd you say?
I wasn't sorry the first time. This is what he said, I believe. I wasn't sorry the first time I kissed you, even when you weren't mine. And I'm not sorry I kissed you the other night, even when I wasn't yours. Because the truth is, you've always been mine, and I'll always be yours, and that's just the way it is. And then he said, wait for me. I was like, And then she says, then after almost 2 years without calling, Jamie just showed up. And I was like, what the fuck? Wait, what?
Yeah.
And when she was like, of course I'll wait for you, she lied.
She did not wait.
She moves on with her life, and... she ends up getting engaged to a guy named Bradley. Is it Bradley?
Yep, Brad.
Mm-hmm. Brad. And the day his divorce was finalized,
which she didn't know that was happening.
Yeah. He did not contact her at all. We get to understand why, mm-hmm. but for those 2 years, she moves on. She's finding love and da-da-da-da-da. She's moving up in her career. And the day he finalizes his divorce, he gets an invitation to her wedding. And that's why he is coming up to the door. And she's, like, dancing, and she hears this door knock. She's like, the people that have my keys are Jenna and Brad, so I don't know who's at the door. She goes to the door, and he's, like, soaking wet. I think it was raining.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, absolutely not.
He said, yes. He said, no.
Yeah.
And I said, the audacity. What the fuck does he think he is? He was gone for 2 years.
Right. And he's like, you're not getting married. This is not happening. She's like, you can't call me. He was like,
He still didn't tell her why.
He didn't. It took a minute for them to get to that point.
But when we find out, I was like,
yeah.
That was another part. This whole book made me mad.
So many twists.
Everybody made me mad.
Yeah. I did appreciate B calling them out and saying, we're toxic, Jamie. All we do is hurt each other.
This
hurt
was
the
part.
Ones who love us, hurt ourselves. Mm-hmm. I was like, thank you.
She must have just come out of a therapy session, because that is something that she has not said the whole book.
Right.
And I did also like that part too. I was like, I needed them to realize how toxic they were.
And they were.
Really were. Really, really. They just kept cheating with the people that they said they loved.
They probably wouldn't have been toxic if they would have just been together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They would have evaded all of this stuff.
They're just hurting everyone and everything and ruining.
Right.
Like.
Yeah.
Everything they've worked for.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So the last like two pages. I feel like she just like crams it all in. So they cheat again. And then she wakes up the next morning and she's like, I made a mistake. Get the fuck out. And he's like, okay. And she proceeds to marry Brad.
That I thought was shitty too.
Yeah, me too.
And she never told him either. They marry. And then I believe they get a divorce.
Yeah, after like 5 months.
Yeah. And then she ends up writing a book. And that is what we're reading.
Wait, but before the book, we see Jamie one more time.
Yes. The little birthday.
Right? It was on her birthday.
Oh, that's right.
And
when she was, because she was unpacking back in her apartment because she moved back into her apartment.
Yeah. And he didn't notice that at all.
Well, he thought, I don't know what the fuck he thought. They were moving out.
He had blinders on. He was just like, I need to give this to you.
He was just so depressed too.
Yeah. She was very depressed.
How many years was this book over?
Like 10.
From teenager.
Yeah.
Teenager till they were.
Because she was 28 in the last chapter.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
I think this was a 10-year
situation. Could you imagine
whole situation?
10 years of your life just being awful?
Yeah.
Right? Jesus. So he gives her the little trinket thing and it's beautiful and lovely and whatnot. And so instead of her calling him, she's like, I'm going to write a fucking book.
That takes 2 years to publish.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So she writes a book, gets it published, everything, and.
He's walking by the...
I kid you not. This is what the last thing says. She said, this is my love letter to you. Everything I have is in these pages. Now the pen is in your hand. Come find me, Whiskey. I'll be waiting.
Mm-hmm.
The end. And I said, what the fuck?
Sorry, what?
Yeah.
And then I was like, then the epilogue came on and it was like, they got married.
It came on like a video.
I said, fuck off. I'm over this book. I was like, what the hell is going on?
But imagine 5 years ago, you know, this is the 5th year anniversary book. Imagine reading this book 5 years ago and there not being an epilogue and that's just how it ends. You know how
I would have freaked out. Oh my gosh.
I would have thrown that book across the room.
Oh my gosh.
But we do get an epilogue.
Yay. And we get Jamie's side. I was like, I honestly didn't want to read it. I was like, I was like, do we have to read this part? Like, is it necessary? Like, what is this? I am so glad I read it.
But okay, wait. Here's my thing about this Jamie side, love Whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
When I was reading, like I said earlier, I was like, I read this book. I know what happens.
There
it's
was
nice
a lot
to...
that was exactly the same.
Yeah.
Obviously, but.
And I was like, okay, Candy, I love you, girl. Could you not have put this inside the book? That would have been great. I need I love a dual POV. I even like a just one POV.
Mm-hmm.
But I also am like, it's so repetitive. That I think that was my one issue with this book. I loved it. But
you didn't have, she didn't have to go into detail about everything.
No, again. just give me the big plot point parts.
Yeah,
I agree. But I think that this book wouldn't have made me feel as much if it was dual POV throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that it should be dual POV, or at least like us knowing what actually was going on. I don't know. I can't decide, because I did kind of like the whole shock factor of me like literally hating this book the entire time. Yeah. And then coming to the end and be like, oh my God.
Makes you love Jamie more.
I wanted to talk to you guys about how I fell for Jamie Shaw.
Well, good, because I'm glad that you finally liked him. I liked him from the jump, I will say.
He said, I'm just going to read some of my highlights and quotes.
She has a whole list of pages.
I said, when he mentioned, he said, she didn't so much as breathe as she looked at me, which I know now was because she was apparently stunned by my handsomeness. I was like, you're funny. And then he went to, when he had texted her that first time, and he's like, are you awake? And she's like, yeah. And then they agree to go. He was in bed in his boxers. And he said, I jumped out of bed so fast, I tripped on the sheets, tangled around my ankles, thumping hard to the floor. Like, he was just flying to get to her. He mentioned that his parents loved B almost as much as he did. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, we didn't get that.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had a relationship like that.
Yeah. We got a little bit at the wedding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that was about it.
Yeah. And then we found out how gross Ethan was. Yeah. He said he called me after their first night partying at PSU and told me he'd found his fuck buddy for the summer, that she was a virgin, and he couldn't wait to defile her.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Who says that? Defile her? Fuck you.
A politician.
She, I was going to say, because he's becoming a politician.
She should have junk punched him right before she left. The whole book, I thought that Jamie was toxic, but it really wasn't him. It was her.
It was her.
Literally,
so,
bro.
This is the part that I cried when he was calling her, like begging her, like, please stay. You know, he said, I had tabs and tabs of publishing jobs open within an hour of where I lived, a document with all the links ready to send her the moment she said yes. I was like, oh, he wasn't the toxic one. She was. Mm-hmm. And then another one. Oh, this part. Oh, my gosh. When she ended the call, I dropped to my knees and cried.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, if I had read this version first, I would have been bawling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
I almost kind of wish I got his version.
Jamie. Yeah. Then he said, this is another part. How dare she? How dare she show up now? As if I was just supposed to wait. As if I only matter when it's convenient for her.
Yep.
It's like, exactly.
Because that's what it did.
Is. Yeah.
You only mattered when it was convenient for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't like B. Even... I know that you guys said you started liking her in the end. I didn't. I think she sucks.
Yeah. Ugh, I will say there was moments where I was like, oh, she's going to get it. She's going to figure it out. She's going to have some, just this epiphany about life and everything. And it never really came. It was just these small spurts of times. I'm glad that she has a baby named Zoe.
Yeah, I know.
Me that too. Was great.
But that's like the only redeeming quality of her.
Right.
And that she's married to Jamie, and hopefully his goodness will shower on her.
I hope so, because she needs it.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't know her in person.
This part broke my heart when when he came to her house with the wedding invitation. She said, what was I supposed to do, Jamie? Wait, I cried, my voice breaking with an edge of desperation. Oh, yeah. I hadn't realized I felt until the exact moment. It can't be real. I swallowed, voice softer now. You were supposed to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! She said, for 2 years? Yes, I answered quickly. Stepping toward her, she flew back just the same, like I was poisoned, like she'd die if I touched her. And then he said, for as long as I needed.
Oh!
He needed less time than she did.
Literally, a year difference.
Jeez. And during that part, I kind of thought he was, like, getting revenge on her. Like, okay, you made me wait for 3 years, so now I'm going to make you wait for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
But... he didn't do that intentionally
at
all.
He had a lot going on.
Man, this angel was not an angel.
No.
I like when he talked about her book. He said it was the worst fucking ending I'd ever read.
Yeah, for real.
At one point, he says, God damn it, woman. I've always chosen you. There has never been another choice for me. You. You and only you. That's the choice.
Mm-hmm.
This guy.
Oh, God. And when he was crying... when they finally got together.
Yeah.
Gosh.
She whimpered when I did, melting into me and And distantly, I realized I was crying. Tears wet my cheeks as a sob ripped through me. But I kissed her harder, held her tighter, swept her off her feet, and blindly stumbled back to where I remembered her bedroom to be. I was like, oh my God,
this guy.
Finally.
Please don't fuck it up this time.
Please.
And they didn't. They got married on the beach.
Yeah.
And
in California, and that's where they live.
Yes. And when I read this part, I was also crying because it was the golden hour on the West Coast and the sun slowly making its descent over the water. And he said that he realized he wasn't the only one crying. And so was everyone else seated around their little ceremony. Yeah,
they were like, finally.
Right.
Ugh.
And then she tells him she's pregnant.
Yay.
And then for some reason.
Y'all know I love me a good.
This part baby. Of his note on Mother's Day that he wrote her really got me. He said, today's all about you, my dear. So I've taken the kids and run far, far away to give you peace. I was like,
oh, I didn't notice that. That's yeah.
They have the family. They did it. Like, I was like, yes.
They fulfilled his dream of they having kids and a family and a house.
And then this is it. He said, I know reading our story was hard, that it made you scream and cry and throw your Kindle, mm-hmm. which is why I wanted to update you to let you know that all that pain, all that burn, well, it was worth it. We're all doing just fine.
Good.
I was like,
finally. Oh, it only took 12 years for us to not be sad.
Gosh. No freaking kidding.
I read that in one night in me half too. A morning.
It was like I couldn't put it down because yeah. I needed to know what was happening.
Yeah.
That was me, but I was had work and stuff.
All right, let's so get to third date. It was juicy. It was spicy. There was quite a bit of third date.
There were a couple things that I wanted to talk about. Zoe also talked about the beach. I was shook when she grabbed his hand and stuck it down her pants.
Me too.
I was like, damn, girl. Like, say what?
Initiative. Something that she doesn't take. She took.
I can never enjoy a beach scene because the only thing I hate the sand. I hate it.
I'm just thinking.
And you're sweaty.
Passion. Also, if you've ever been to a beach, you know how wide and open it is.
There's no coverage there.
If someone were to come up to you, where are you going to run? They're going to see you for a long way.
I'm just fully naked running down the beach.
And I... Boy.
In process.
Just run into the water and start swimming.
Stop it. But I kept... Like, when they were doing stuff, I was like, y'all are never hidden. Ever. No. Any of the places that they were at, I was like, somebody's going to see you.
We got our window scene. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we did.
That was a little more
like 90% of their sex was when they were in a relationship with someone else.
Yes. Yes.
That window scene though was a little concerning because I was like, it's okay when you're like they can't see you, like you're pretty sure no one can see mm-hmm. you. No, they were pretty
it was during
sure
the day.
They were pretty sure everyone could see them. Oh, see, I pictured it at nighttime and I pictured her having all her lights on and everyone just
mine was a rainy, right like, morning.
It's always raining.
Yeah, it's always raining.
Okay, the logistics. I have a question.
Uh-oh.
So, after the bar, and he takes her back to his house for that first time,
mm-hmm.
and he has her against the island.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, her... so awkward. Her back is to his front, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes down on her.
Yeah, so from the back.
I was like, so is he like, in my head? That's exactly what I pictured. I pictured him.
Stop it.
That's what I pictured. You gotta spread the cheeks out the way.
Oh my God. I pictured him sitting on his butt. Like, up under her. That's what I pictured.
I do
this. And then he had to, like, crawl back out to give me
that crawl back out. Stop. He's not lost in there.
I mean, it's, oh who knows? So, just wanted to check how that works because I was not sure. So I need a clarification.
It just got really hot in here.
Oh, let's see. I said logistics.
That was my question.
Sometimes I get so confused on how they do stuff.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
that's so funny.
Whew. My tears coming out.
That's basically all. I said lots of sex, but they were so toxic that I couldn't really get like too much into it. Mm-hmm. Not that I like get into the sex scenes anyways, but you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I just read over it because I was just like, these people are so fucking stupid. I was just over it.
Well, sometimes I'm like, okay, that sounds pretty nice. But then like when he told her, he was like, keep your heels on. I was like,
yeah.
He loved
okay,
the heel.
So she had to take her pants yes. off, take her shoes off, and then put her shoes back on.
Right. Yes.
No, and still keep that off. Same energy.
Exactly.
And I would have fallen. I would have been like falling all over the place.
And now we're at the ER.
You like that? That's pretty sexy.
Like, we have sex in this hospital bed.
Not the hovel. With the one heel.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
So funny.
Logistics. Okay.
Should
their
we
date?
Do fuck, marry, kill?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I said, fuck Jamie, marry Jamie, kill Angel, which was his fiance mm-hmm. or wife. And I said, my best friend would be Jenna or was her name Sylvia? His yeah. sister.
Yeah, she seems mm-hmm. sweet.
Yeah, I liked them the best.
Okay, ready for mine?
Yes.
I would F Jamie. I don't want to marry any of them, so I said marry Jenna.
Oh, yeah.
She's awesome.
I would probably kill Angel, I guess. She kind of sucked. And then I put my best friend would be Sylvia, too.
Yeah.
All right. Mine is F Jamie, marry Jamie.
Okay.
So we're not cheating. You know?
What's then, that like for him?
Right. And then kill B. And
get out of her man.
And then
because it's not cheating if
that's
she's
true.
Dead.
Exactly.
Don't put her, she can't be in his life ever.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. And then I think this is gonna be a little off the beaten path, but I think I wanna be best friends with her mom and Wayne.
They seemed Wayne fun.
Seemed so great.
I loved Wayne and I like Jenna, but I feel like their little side story was so sweet and so redeeming for mom
she
and everything like
it.
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the mom seemed like really like good person. So
yeah. Speed date.
Speed date. Do you want to do people or trivia?
Trivia first.
Yeah.
Okay. I only had a couple.
Okay.
What color was B's surfboard?
Lime green.
Oh, is it?
Black.
Yes. What was Jamie's Jeep's name?
ScarJo.
ScarJo. Scarlett Johansson.
What were their high school colors?
Ooh.
Gold?
I have no idea.
Blue? Green. Blue.
Teal and white.
Teal and white. Okay,
weird.
Now I remember, yeah.
I guess like the Dolphins.
Yeah, I assumed kinda? It was like the Dolphins. Yeah,
yeah. Florida.
You already said this, but maybe Sydney can get it. Oh, wait, no, you didn't. Just kidding. Different thing. There was a couple different things in Gaelic, I noticed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What freckles. Does whiskey mean in Gaelic?
Life, water of life.
Yeah, water of life.
Hey.
What
my
college,
Irish roots are coming.
What college did they both attend?
Adler.
What are Jamie's sisters' names?
Santana, fucking weird.
Yeah, and Sylvia.
Sylvia.
Mm-hmm. What is the evaporated whiskey called?
Angel.
Oh, yeah.
The angels serving.
Angel tears.
Share.
Angel share.
But serving's pretty much the same. Where did Jenna move after high school?
Pittsburgh. No.
San
New
Diego.
York.
Oh, Jenna. Yeah, New York.
NY. She went to NYU.
Yep.
What were the six charms on the keychain from Jamie?
So there was
some music note.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the classical music. That's also why I love him. Mm-hmm. Then there was a heart. That was the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And then
is there a bathtub?
No. Cat?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a cat.
And then
surfboard?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Is that it? No, there's five. No. What are the
there's
ones
six.
That we said?
There's six. We said cat, heart, surfboard.
Music note.
Oh, I don't remember.
Was there like a book or something?
No.
A pen?
Here's a hint. What was his nickname?
Whiskey.
Oh, yeah, whiskey.
That's right. The little whiskey bottle.
And then give us another hint.
Travel.
An airplane?
Oh, airplane. Yeah.
That's right.
Nice.
That was all of them.
Okay.
Speed date.
Okay. Do you want to do your people?
Wait. My girl's the best ever. Yes.
I have a twist for this part of the speed date.
Okay.
So I don't have a person, but I have a song.
Okay.
That encompasses this whole entire book. Okay, I'm going to tell you guys the song. And I was listening to music last night while I was cleaning up. And it came on and I was like, this is literally...
I'll add the song to our speed date people.
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's Someone Like You. And the version that I found was by Samara Joy. But every single word you could put into Jamie or B's story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is perfect for them.
Okay, I need
them
to listen.
And it's got this version of it, because I think it's a Paramore song. Nope.
Someone Adele.
Adele. Is it?
Yeah.
Anyways. In my mind, I was like, this is Paramore. It's not.
Oh, it is Adele. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But I like her version more. But I was like,
you like Adele's version?
No.
Or Paramore's version?
Samara Joy.
Do you even know Adele's version?
Yeah.
No,
I do. I do. But I never went back and looked at it.
I do.
But no, this, it was like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. There was a couple other songs that I found that was like, oh, this is definitely Jamie. This is definitely.
So listen to this song while you're reading the prologue.
Yeah.
Or the epilogue.
Literally. Yeah. Yeah. So that's my third date. It's Someone Like You by Samara Joy.
Cute. Okay.
Love it.
Well, my girl pick is perfect, and you can't convince me otherwise.
Okay. Let's see.
My girl for B is Crystal Westbrook.
Yes.
That is literally her.
That's a really good one.
She has freckles.
See, I had a picture of a girl in my mind that I've seen somewhere, and I couldn't find her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really close.
She's so pretty, right?
Gorgeous. Yeah. Is she a model? What is she?
I have no idea who she is. She has a blog. Yes.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to do like a body shot because she's like slim build.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Everything.
When you see my girls, you're going to be like, okay. So show them the Ashley JMCD. I don't know who this girl is, but she's on Instagram.
Oh, wow.
She's so pretty.
Yeah. There's another one of her in a black dress.
It's giving beach vibes.
This black dress gives me vibes of like at the wedding.
Ooh.
At Jamie's wedding, because she had a black dress. I was like, oh my goodness.
I love that.
And then do you have anyone else for her?
No.
Okay. I ran across this other girl. Her. Yeah.
Oh
a surfer
perfect
girl.
Her eyes are not gray. They're brown. But her name is, I don't know how to say it. I think it's Natalie, but it has an H in it, which is weird. Natalie Emmanuel.
Mm.
She's an actress. There's another one of her.
She's pretty.
They're good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do your guys?
I only picked one.
I couldn't decide. I was having trouble.
And
we know which one of them is.
I wasn't sure who I wanted at first, but I picked Kelly Slater, circa 1995.
Nice. That's good.
Everybody knows Kelly Slater. We love him.
Gosh. I like that. Well, I had a really hard time with this. I picked a Ryan Phillippe.
Phillippe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That is a deep V cut in that waist.
Yeah.
That's got to be edited.
And Jamie had one of those. So
yeah, he did.
I think I had another picture of him. Didn't I? Yeah, you can't see him very well because I didn't screenshot that closer, but... Yeah, he's nice.
Well, he's a runner.
Yeah.
It fits Jamie so well. Nice. Yeah.
But then I was like, man, I always love me some Zac Efron.
From Baywatch.
Yeah. But that picture, I just love that. Like, he's got the... I feel like Zac Efron has the charm and the charisma of Jamie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love Zac
Efron.
And
the desperation, too.
Yeah.
Like, when like they
The
what if you love me?
He's just a flirt, mm-hmm. you know? Like, yeah. I feel like Zac Efron would be like...
He would play a good Jamie.
Yeah.
He would.
Yeah.
Okay, Candy, make this a movie and
yes,
Zac Efron.
We'll watch and be mad the whole time.
For
so,
real.
What do you guys think? Smash or pass?
I said a one-night stand because
yes.
I...
Yes, agreed.
was mad the entire time, and yeah. I don't want to know anything else about B ever again.
Yes.
I said the first half of the book, pass.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie's half really saved it for me. And I know. So I said smash.
Split. Like, if we read just Jamie's mm-hmm. version, I would have hated B. Like, yeah. I don't like her, yeah. but I would have hated her.
Yeah, for yeah. sure. There Definitely. Was no redeeming grace on no. his side. Yeah, this is a one I stand for me, too. It was pretty quick for being a longer one of our books that we've mm-hmm. read. But I do think that it's good, but you'll be on a literal roller coaster of emotion the but whole I loved entire
it.
Time.
Yes. Yeah. And it had a happy ending. So
it did. It did.
It was
Which
worth
surprised
it.
Me.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I guess
I didn't think we were going to get it. And that's why I was so mad. And then we did get the happy ending, but she didn't say shit about it. I was like, I know, what I was the fuck?
I was yeah. conflicted.
Yeah.
So,
well, what's our HEA?
Oh, that's me. What is it called? All right. Our HEA is The Trouble with Hitting You by Sanji Patel.
Yay.
Yeah, it's a. Is it a office romance?
It was a.
Enemies to lovers.
Yeah. Enemies to lovers. It's a arranged marriage.
Yeah. It's type got thing. Indian culture in there. I was really looking for a Indian culture book. I like really wanted to read one, mm-hmm. and this was one of the ones that came up. That
they're all fucking hot.
They're so.
I love that.
I can't wait to see y'all's picks for those. There's some good options out there.
I love Indian weddings.
Oh, I
they're
know.
They're so pretty.
Ah,
so really.
We better have
days.
A wedding in this book.
I bet we will.
We're gonna pick Cece. From New Girl.
There's like so many options. They're all beautiful people. Anyways, all right, guys. So if you want to follow us on any of our socials, we are on IG at Lovers Library Pod. We also are on Facebook at Lovers Library Pod. Cat, is it pod or podcast?
I think it's just the Lovers Library on yeah. Facebook.
Mm. Yeah, we haven't done this in a minute. and then we also have a book club called the Lovers Library Book Club. If you want to join, it is a private group. So you'll just have to go through just like the first little thing. And then we also are on TikTok at lovers.library.po. We hope that you enjoyed the episode. We will see you next time.
Happily ever after.
Bye.